It's time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
So for the last maybe nearly 6 months or so, Double Double and Trapjaw Kelpie have been like teasing us with different collab tracks. And this week we'll see the release of the first part of a double album. To play songs from said first part, we're joined in the studio by Double Double and Trapjaw Kelpie, Liam and Tim. Hello!
Kia ora. 6 months makes it sound bad.
No, like
we need more. We need more content for 6 months.
No.
Is that how long it's been?
I think it might be five, but
I reckon it's been 3 months.
No. You released Breakfast at the Buffet.
Oh, right.
You last year.
Gotcha. Oh, that was just a one-off.
That was a one-off?
Yeah, that was just me and Tim's first interactions of conjoint music. And now we're like, let's do a whole thing.
Let's do a thing. Well, let's.
What a great backstory.
let's hear a couple of tracks from this thing, and then we'll have a yarn about it. Whenever you're ready.
This one's called Nurse Joy.
Double.
Can I have a bit more of my headphones? Yeah, that's waiting for my bill to get to leave. Waiting for the. Wait, hold on. Can we start back again? I'm not ashamed of just starting back on live and air, you know?
Yeah,
if I'm not feeling it, right? Can I get less of my voice and more of the beat?
Yes.
Cool. I just want to do it right.
Yeah, of course.
Let's go.
Double.
Waiting for my bill to get to leave. Waiting for that brief anxiety release. Fat lip and I chewed my cheese. Swallowed my tongue with my entire pee. I hope my GP's on Uber Eats. Set aside the hot rods and a trip to lean. Just throw it through the window, please. I'm closed, yeah, do not disturb me. I've been in bed since the 80s. Alright, 89, I'm kinda reaching. Only just got the hang of breathing. If there's a god on their plaything. Play by play on a white screen. I hear Daniel Day-Lewis wants to play me. In fact, he's doing it for free. Method Man, authentically. I'm in so much pain, but I'm smiling. Trying to act real chill while you talk to me. Head in a death grip guillotine. I'm okay, I don't wanna cause a scene. I'm moving slowly. Goon don't got me in a time freeze. Thank God I got the white screen. See the world go by on my live stream. Suzanne Paul on my TV. I think Nurse Joy trying to hustle me. Add the pain pen to my car apprehensively. Keep the receipt. Does ACC cover these? Fuck it, give me three. Till you lose it physically. Before they give you a shrink. If only I play rugby, I'd be sweet. Or maybe mentally. Just give me other surgery. Fuck me up. Make me half machine. I'm the new Alex Murphy, POC, Quad RoboCop, coming 2019, with better acting, just slightly better acting.
Double.
Do you want to hear another? This next one's featuring Yeri from Amugi. Slow down.
Double.
Slow it down, hold on, you sleep though. Wear your flow, your brain drives a keeper. Well, your body free throws and misses the point. That swag in your joint, a cuff us the finest. Only the finest, only the finest. Only the finest. Maybe I fuck with the basic of basic. Is your incentive just following footsteps? I guess you'll always be safest if pockets are blue chips. is all that you wanted. Shit, I think you misled. Yeah, I'm misled. Yeah, I'm misled. Get sedated, live life like it's painless. Gotta tap out my pain meds. I'm brain dead, it's my best guess. I wanna be my best bet. I'm running my fastest, but my rims are plastic. My learner's the same shit. Yeah, my rims are plastic. My learner's the same shit. Slow it down.
That was so great. Double Double Trapjaw Kelpie performing live in studio. We're just going to move the mics for a second and have a chat. 2 moments.
Got to get a mic to that infamously chatty Tim.
Yeah. I guess, could we talk? I'd really like to talk about work ethic.
Oh.
because I know both of you have pretty strong work ethics. Tim, not to put you on the spot, but having talked to Liam in the past, they tell me that you delete a lot of files.
Yeah, heaps.
Heaps.
That's been the problem, eh? Finding the files after, like, Liam wants, like, certain stems and stuff, but it's already, like, I don't know, it's from computers, like, 5 years ago, so they're already, like,
oh, like, sorry.
Let's turn the pretty much gone forever. Eh?
So,
got to keep the computer running fast.
So is that the only reason? Because so many people that I know, myself included, are like constantly trying to archive everything.
But you're never gonna listen to it again. Eh? If you're not gonna use it again, eh, just delete it. Like most, how many times do you go back to that stuff? Do you go back to it? I never go back to it.
I can mention many moments where we have needed the original stems of something in the last couple of weeks. Yeah. Even today, we're practicing for Saturday. We have a gig, by the way, on Saturday. Tim deleted the vocal presets.
That was different, though. That was just... that was stupidity. I didn't do that on purpose.
But this is something that... I mean, you just... I guess maybe could you walk me through it? You make, and then how long do you sit with it? How do you know someone's good?
Eh? You get bored of it pretty quick, I think, eh? Yeah. But that's kind of the fun bit, is making the music. And then once it's finished, it's kind of like, you know, move on.
Because you
don't have to delete it, but if you're not going to put it out, you might as well. Like,
I was going to say, because you're notorious for not releasing things as well.
Yeah, well, that's like a funny story. You know, it's like quite difficult if you're using samples and stuff.
Ah.
It can be tricky. Like, if you really want to put that song out, like, you can do it, but it's a lot of work to do that. And if you're just doing it mostly for your own enjoyment, then it's not really worth going through all the trouble.
Tim's just doing it for the love of the music.
I just do it for myself.
Not looking for fame.
I just enjoy listening to it myself.
Unlike me, that's why I paired up with Tim. I'm a gold digger.
Yeah. Also, it's like sometimes you've already imagined the end of it. And so, like, but then you don't come bothered actually finishing it. So like, I already know what it's going to sound like. I'll just move on to the next thing. So then Liam will come and save all your tracks and HMH them sound good, because that's like actually probably the hardest bit, you know. You enjoy the inspiration and then someone does all the work afterwards and actually makes it sound good, because like
I was gonna say, how have these songs changed from when you make the beat to Liam picking it up and changing it around?
Some of them are completely different. Most of them are the same though, I think. Yeah,
yeah, I think Bumpy was the main one that sounds like a completely different thing, but all the core sounds are all Tim's.
Yeah.
And it's mainly sample based, or is
No, not so much on like, mostly just that Bumpy track was the one with a lot of samples, but that was from like such a long time ago, like back when I was playing with West Coast Bullies, we had similar issues come up, and that's why like people are like, oh, you should put out more stuff, and it's like, we would love to, but you know, unless you're willing to go through all the things of like clearing samples and stuff and doing it properly, you just sit there worrying someone's going to catch you. Even if it's like you've completely mutilated it to the point where no one can actually recognize it, if someone does,
there'll be some algorithm in YouTube that'll pull you up, right?
Yeah, and
copyright law is no joke.
No.
Yeah. It's just...
it's kept us up over the last few weeks.
Can you...
mostly with that track, everything else.
How does it work? Are there workarounds in that, like, could you... say you were sampling somebody's voice, could you then... sing it the same and then twist it around?
Man, you can try it. I don't have that sort of gear, but some other people probably could, eh?
Yeah.
And like, I can't sing that well either, so there's a reason you sample this stuff, eh? Most of the time it's because you can't do it yourself, you know, you can't afford that gear and things like that. But I don't know, I think after those sorts of experiences, like, I know you must have it for radio stuff as well, maybe, I'm not sure, like, we'd love to play your track, but if you haven't cleared those samples, like, other people will get in trouble for you not clearing stuff too. Maybe. I'm not sure how it works. But
I think there's blanket licenses. And,
yeah.
And to be honest, probably that many people aren't listening that closely.
True.
I think it's once you get into like Spotify and YouTube algorithms that they'll flag things straight away if it sounds like something else. But that's really
shifted things more towards like, okay, let's just make everything so you don't have to worry about that stuff. Yeah.
You've got a Korg, micro Korg in front of you, but you use it as a, you don't use any of the sounds from it, do you?
Nah, I haven't, this probably hasn't made an actual sound in like 6 or 7 years.
Glorified MIDI pad.
I do get asked about it a lot though, and I've got no answers because I don't use it. So.
It's a super versatile synth.
Apparently, which is
why I love that you use it as a MIDI keyboard.
Yeah, but look at it, like, it's falling apart. It's like,
oh, you know, we're on tier.
I don't think it's gonna play
it's
well.
It's just
on
got
it.
Good buttons. Like, it's hard to find a good keyboard with small buttons.
Yeah.
For like smashing it real good.
And is that like your technique, the way that you play it? Does that come from playing video games?
Nah.
No?
Not at all. Eh? I wish it did though.
Yeah. It's real delicate looking.
Yeah. Or it's just like, it's like flat.
Just when you're bored, that's what you do, I think.
I can imagine you playing a bit of Street Fighter.
Eddie Gordo.
Yeah.
Nah, it's never very good at those.
Just the two kicks.
And well, Liam,
that comes up in the songs.
Oh, it does. I mean, you've had song after song after song for such a long time. Always in our consciousness.
Oh, that's nice. I was wondering where that was going. I was like, oh no, track after
tens.
Track.
Where's in the
track.
Top tens?
When are you going to stop?
No, just retract. Like how. And back to that question of work ethic. How do you sustain a creative output for, like, you just popping them out and it's really great. How?
Comparatively to Tim, I definitely don't make anywhere near as much, but that's probably why Tim deletes so many.
But you've got more to say though.
Tim,
my
Tim
stuff's
sends
not
me,
saying anything.
Tim sends me like multiple tracks a week. I can barely keep up, which has definitely increased my output lately. But my trick is to never sit on anything. When I'm done, it goes out.
Yep.
Whereas people are like, find their market, make sure they master it right, and actually make some money off the music. Mine just goes out. And at the time, it's either free or a funny number that I like to really register it as. Not much more thought than that goes out.
Okay.
But I reckon this next one's going to be different. Looking at distributing stuff like that.
Ooh.
Stuff that real people do with their music. So maybe that'll slow my creative flow.
But I guess
stressing about my stats.
I guess so. Not sitting on it, just constantly.
Mm.
You're constantly writing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think being like hypercritical is always good as well. If you can balance putting things out and being hypercritical, because then you're gonna be bored, constantly do things different, but then still put them out regardless of how embarrassed you are by it. It's a fine line to tread. It's stressful. It's not very pleasant.
So where did the impetus for this collaboration begin? Like, who initiated it?
This actual project? Or
yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, I definitely did. Because it wasn't that Tim's deleting things were really affecting me, but I was getting really involved psychologically, just watching him over his shoulders. He was like, just every trap to a Kelpie set would get wildly different. I was like, what's happening to those other tracks? And they were being the cult, turns out. And then once I found that out, I was like, maybe I should work with Tim. I've been an admirer of Tim's for a while.
Mm.
And we're friends. It's not much of a backstory to it. I just hit him up. I was just like, do you want us, collab and hopefully in the process stop you from deleting original stems?
The answer was yes.
No, Tim still is.
So, Yeri from Amoogi makes an appearance. Are there any other guests on this collection of songs we're going to hear in the coming days?
Yeah, LVJ is on another track. Maynard, aka Randa, was going to be another, but he still will. But it'll be in the second part of the album because we've had some complications getting this thing out. / relating back to that old question, in order to put things out, I give myself release dates that I make public, and then I have to put something out by that day. That's another good one. Put a release date for something you've made no music for. That's a great way to get music out.
Time and pressure.
Mm.
Also, Ben did that track, eh?
Oh, so yeah, Ben actually produced that one.
I didn't do that one. That's why it's like real good.
The root cause of Tim's deletion.
It is. It's really good, though. But that was, I hadn't heard it much before, like this week. Or it just got finished this week.
Finished it today.
Oh.
And we recorded it yesterday.
This is so great.
Ben does Seaviews. Ben is Seaviews. Does Seaviews.
What's Ben's alias? Ultra Boy. Strong Arm Ultra Boy.
No Index. Super Ultra Strong Arm something.
You'll find out.
He didn't like that one though.
So. I guess you'll find out when the album comes up. I'll have to put a name on that track for something.
Yeah. Ben Penlock, incredibly talented. So you're playing together this collaboration. It's coming to the stage. Flying out on the 23rd, Saturday. Free, all ages.
Yep, 4 p.m.
I'll be there. They'll be there.
Woo! Buy some records while you're there if you feel like it.
Please and thank you. And then also later that night, it'll be another show at Whammy Bar. A Double Double, Trap Drill Kelpie, Amoogi, Randa, big lineup.
It's huge, mate. First act at 10:30.
Ooh. Is it in Whammy Bar or Whammy Back Room?
Whammy Back Room.
Cool,
great. Hence why it's a bit later.
Tickets are available from Under the Radar. Let's talk about this final little track we're going to hear.
I wanted Tim to end on instrumental, and well, we're not doing the tour anymore, but on Saturday, Tim's going to do a lot of instrumental stuff as well, because Tim rules. Not many people know this, because Tim doesn't have a Facebook page, a Bandcamp page. We've been releasing his tracks through my Bandcamp page. He's very elusive, and again, not really a backstory for how we got together, but me just seeing the output, but never seeing it exist anywhere tangible for people. So this is for you. This is Tim. AKA Trap Drill Kelpie.
Stand up over here.
Double.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.